Welcome to the Divorce Coaches Academy podcast with co-founders and hosts, Tracy Callahan and Deborah Doak. Each week, we tackle another tough topic to help professional divorce coaches maximize client impact and cultivate thriving practices. We also want to spread the word about the expertise and value that certified divorce coaches bring to the table. At DCA, we are committed to ongoing learning and we value generosity among divorce coaching professionals. We believe that when one succeeds, we all succeed.
Welcome back to the Divorce Coaches Academy podcast. This is Deborah. I'm here with Tracy. And today we've got a big juicy topic for you. And that is, we want to talk about identity threats in co-parenting. These are big issues that come up. They complicate co-parenting relationships. They complicate negotiation of parenting plans when parents feel that their identity as mom, their identity of, as dad is being threatened. Yeah. So, you know, let's start it off with, let's talk about mom first. How does this come up, Tracy, when mom she's been a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
Maybe she's been homeschooling. She's been home for 10 years with the kids. All of a sudden, they're getting divorced. Yeah. And now the kids aren't going to be with her all the time. What comes up for her? How does this complicate things?
Yeah, it's a true crisis for a lot of our clients. And it's a real one, right? We know the effects and symptomatology of identity crises or identity threats. It presents itself in decreased self-esteem, feelings of insecurity, a decreased sense of purpose, feeling lost. So let's take that mom, right? This mom who there might have been a very conscious discussion in that marriage that there is a sort of identification of roles, right? And I don't want to overgenderize this because it can go either way, but dad earned more income. So dad was going to continue to work. And there was a decision in the household that mom was going to stop working. And if she was working out of the home and dedicate her time and efforts to raising the children. So she was a stay-at-home mom, perhaps homeschooling her children or actively involved in the educational development and commitment of children and raising children. And honestly, one of the reasons this often happens is it's an affordable route for families, right? Where childcare is an extremely costly expense. So it just might make sense. It just might have made sense. So here we are, this mom who is dedicated, basically left a career or any outside work that she was doing to commit herself fully to raising the children. Mm-hmm. And she now has identified herself as stay-at-home mom, full-time mom, right? And now we're moving forward with a divorce process and issues of parenting time or shared physical custody, time sharing is at play.
Yeah.
And this mom, right? And I want to talk dad.
Yeah.
There's some identity crises going on because now this mom is feeling threatened of losing that identity, of the children not being with her full time, not being sort of the lead decision maker in regards to the kids' development emotionally, socially, spiritually, academically, and now faced with this concept that she might have the children 50% of the time, or the children will be with her 50% of the time if dad is asking for shared parenting time.
Right.
And things happen, right? The all that stuff that I had talked about, that feeling of loss, it's real. And the challenge often what happens when our identities are threatened because of a transitional shift in divorce or a transitional shift in co-parenting, that there is crisis. And when there is crisis and that crisis is not dealt with in a transformational way, right? So there's a difference between transitional and transformational. Conflict abounds. Conflicts rise.
Sure. Because what happens to most of us when we feel threatened?
Yeah.
Amy climbs out of the car seat.
Yes. Our
grabs the steering wheel. Amygdala Amy, you know that that's my favorite nickname. And we start making decisions out of feelings and emotion instead of logic and rational thought and strategy. Mm-hmm. And that's when you can have things go sideways in terms of negotiation and interaction and relationship between the co-parents. Because when we hear the word, when we hear identity threat automatically makes me think of danger.
Yeah, danger.
Danger, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There is something dangerous here. And what is dangerous about, you know, that status being taken away from me?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the same for dad. You know, you mentioned that. I think dad also has an identity as the hardworking provider for his family.
Mm-hmm.
Dad. And divorce changes his status as well.
Yeah.
Right.
And the fear of losing that identity.
And so dad, if dad doesn't, and I'm using air quotes here, fight for time with his kids, then he might not be seen as a good dad.
Yeah.
Right. So his identity threat is driving some conflict as well. So how do we as coaches?
They're percolating, right?
Yeah, identity, right. So
identity threats on both sides.
Right. And then we hear these arguments, right? Mom says, well, you've never been home. You've worked, you've traveled, you've never changed a diaper. You've never taken a kid to a doctor appointment. You've never done that. Why the hell are you asking for 50%? And dad says, well, they're my kids too. And I'm not going to go without seeing my kids. And we're off to the races.
Yeah.
So our job as divorce coaches is to help our clients shift their mindset that my title, my status, our client's role as mom and role as dad, their position in that child's life is not tied to a percentage on the parenting plan.
Absolutely.
Right.
And any sense of that the child is going to view them differently.
Right.
And that's that being grounded where coaches work, you just said, Deb, you know, that mindfulness and enhancing that perspective and that awareness. And it is so grounded in core values. Right. If you were the parent that you felt provided this emotional foundation for your children, this safety place, and that was your role, that doesn't change.
Correct.
Your children still need you to be in that role. Your children still want you to be the mom you've always been.
Mm-hmm.
Your children still want you to be the dad. They know you, who you are and who you've been. So, So that doesn't change for the child, right? And that's that perspective because the identity threat is to me individually, but your child's perception of your identity has not changed.
So how do we make that shift? Well, I'm the one that was always there to provide emotional support for them. Okay, so help me understand what about that changes. Well, if they're not with me, how will I do that? That's a great question. How will you do that? How can we set you up for success so that even if your child is spending time with dad, they still know you're accessible to provide that for them, right? So it's helping them make that shift, that percentage of time on the child support worksheet.
Yeah.
Does not preclude them from doing all the things they've always done for their kids.
Yep. Showing up.
Right.
You have always
been. And it's again, putting that back together always at the center of the best interests of the child? And can the parents still provide what they've always provided for the children if dad's always been the soccer coach or the math homework helper? Right. Yeah. I was the math homework helper in my family because I'm a nerd.
I was not.
Okay. So whoever has been the math homework helper, what can we do to set that up so that the math homework helper is still the math homework helper, regardless of where the child's sleeping that night? How do we do that?
Absolutely. And that we can do that.
Right.
That's the other barrier, right? It can be done. There can be forward movement and perspective and mindfulness grounded in our core values with the emotional awareness to be able to still feel like we belong. Because we know, right? A sense of identity helps us feel like we belong. Erickson did so much work on identity and developmentally over various stages. And we know that there are shifts that do put identity into crisis. And we know divorce is one of them.
Right.
Right. So working with our clients and sort of finding those creative ways to continue to be the mom that they are, to continue to be the dad that they are, will allow the parents to find that common interest of the children. Again, I'm going to encourage you divorce coaches to really help, you know, see that in terms of the children's perception of their parents do not change. That identity has not changed for them in a divorce.
Correct. The other word that comes up in just about every area of divorce, and, you know, we call this the F word, and that is fair. Mm. So it's not fair that the kids used to be with me X and now they're going to be with him Y percentage of the time, or vice versa, whatever it is, but it's not fair. Mm-hmm. The part of the sentence that's missing there is it's not fair to me.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
And so that mindset shift is going back to what you just said is, but what's fair for your child? What is best? What is equitable? What is in the best interest of your child? Because what I hear you saying is it doesn't feel fair to you. But this isn't about you, honey. I would never say that. But
you know, but
that's the part of the sentence that's being left off is it isn't fair to me. It doesn't feel fair to me. And the person that's left out of that sentence is your child.
Right. And in that process, right, we can create dissension. We can create conflict when we have approached these situations in co-parenting from that line of thinking, right? It's not fair to me. And in that conflict, we often see a whole bunch of other things happen where our clients may very well be sort of pushing forward that conflict, right? And we talk about that and sort of, you know, Deb, we talk about gatekeeping and different types of gatekeeping in which parents in their identity threat become positional, which then leads them to engage in behaviors based upon that threat that might, in essence, be alienating or forms of alienation to the children from that other parent, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And not just in access, but in behavior, words used.
Absolutely. Things that are, and we're going to talk about this in the upcoming conflicted co-parenting training, right? Yeah. But one of the questions we ask clients is this about you or is this about your child? Right. And we will talk about gatekeeping, which is the preferred term of professionals. And there's facilitative gatekeeping. There's protective gatekeeping in the case where there really are safety concerns. And then there is unjustified or alienating type gatekeeping. And these are the behaviors that sometimes we see when parents are making it about themselves and their identity threat.
Correct.
And right? About their child.
Right. Which the byproduct of that is a conflicted child.
Yes.
Right. So now the child, in dealing with both parents' identity threats and crises and engaging in gatekeeping in various forms, it translates to leaving a child in a conflicted space, because the child now is figuring out how to feel, navigate, behave in this very tenuous and high conflict relationship between their parents.
Right, right. You know, and we'll talk some more about this in the course, but you know, then we can also get into, we'll move on from gatekeeping and some unjustified alienating stuff, and we can move into sometimes enmeshment, parentification, right? When we're bringing children in and putting things on them that are really too big for them to hold.
Yeah.
Then we can get into some things that are really damaging. So one of the best things we can do for clients is to really hold up that mirror and help them identify when their identity is, when what they're doing is making decisions based on the fact that their own identity is being threatened. And how can they sort through that and set their identity threat aside, process that, and come back then to decision-making with their child at the center.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as coaches, right, there's a lot of validation and affirmation that goes in that process, right? I don't think anybody is sitting here saying it isn't difficult.
Oh.
I feel it, right? And I hear it more common than not. Oh. These situations, the one we were just describing, and it is, I get it. It's heartbreaking. It is hard. Right. But being able to support our clients and understanding and having them feel validated and affirmed in that process is then able, again, to be able to work with them moving forward, not only in that emotional awareness, but being grounded in their core values, but also defining themselves moving forward. When we see identity crisis in the present, right, based upon the past behaviors, what does that look like for our clients moving forward? And that's that transition to transformation, where we're not only able to help our clients gain that perspective to be able to shift the relationship, but to be able to transform themselves in a self-empowered way to have success, not just in their identity as a mom or an identity as a dad, but further opportunities to expand that identity that they might not have been able to experience because they were just grounded in that I was the person who worked. You know, I hear from the parent who is outside of the workplace all the time feeling that they have tremendous guilt that they haven't spent time with their children.
Right. Right.
And now that they're creating opportunities to define themselves further, not just as the working parent, but also now taking a more active role. And that sometimes makes sacrifices and choices. But again, it's moving forward in expanding identity rather than removing identity.
Agreed. The other thing I think you were mentioning, like validation and affirmation about how hard this is, right? Yeah, that sounds difficult, right? That must be really hard for you or when things come up, right? He sounds like a jerk. She sounds awful. I can't believe that happened. Whatever it is, you're going to affirm and validate. And that sounds really difficult. We can tie together that definition they have of themselves as a good mom or a good dad and embed that underneath their ability to still do hard things. So asking that, you know, reaffirming, you're such a great mom. You are such a committed dad. validating their position in that. Mm-hmm. And so what would a great mom or a great dad want for their child in mm-hmm. this situation? Mm-hmm. How would you want your child to feel as a great mom, as a great dad? So tying those back together yeah. and kind of using their own words against them to inspire
yeah.
better yeah. decisions in a sense, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. To inspire, encourage, and support.
Right.
Is also extremely important. And yeah. you know, we all know awareness can be very difficult sometimes. Mm-hmm. Right? But if their decisions, if we can identify and help our clients further identify their core values, we can then exactly what you just said, affirm right. and validate in terms of are their behaviors, actions, beliefs in line with those core values.
Right. Right. So I'm a great dad. Okay. I love that you said that. Now let's look at what you're doing. And is that consistent with what you yes. just said about yourself?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's double check that. So yeah. identity threats when children are involved in divorce can be one of the fire starters of conflict. So as divorce coaches, being able to get in on the front end with clients to help them pick that apart,
yeah,
manage it, look at it, think about it, can be really powerful in terms of dialing down the conflict
yeah,
and creating some space for conversation as we're developing our parenting plan, for humanizing the other person, for seeing the possibility that mm-hmm. you can still be the math homework helper, even yeah. if they're at their other parent's house. You Absolutely. Can still be the person they cry to when they break up with their boyfriend, even if they're at their other parent's house. And how do we make that a reality?
Absolutely. Not just in practicality, functionality, but also in our heads.
Yeah.
In our mindset in regards to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I challenge all of you divorce coaches. I know this is something that you work with more times than not in regards to helping our clients have the space and the support to be able to explore some of these topics with the ultimate goal of de-escalating that conflict, which we know conflict hurts not only ourselves, but when children are involved, they're the direct victims, often innocent bystanders of such. Excuse me. So I'm choking. Very convenient as I'm trying to summarize our session today.
Tracy's dying, but she wants you to hear this important information anyway.
So one of the things I did want to share, if this is something that you would like to continue to explore, we are going to be rolling out our conflicted co-parenting divorce coach training and really focusing on, it's a little different than taking a sort of two-parent co-parenting coach process. We're really looking and working with one individual, what their role is in this process, if they're engaging in a conflicted co-parenting situation with their co-parent, and how they best can support themselves and their children to be able to move through some of this stuff, and identity threat being one of the big fire starters. So I encourage you to check it out. And I want to thank you so much for your time. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks for joining us for the Divorce Coaches Academy podcast. If you enjoyed today's show, please give us a rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. It helps other divorce professionals find us and add to the conversation. And don't forget to follow us on social media to be the first to know when we add new classes and events. We'll be back next week with another topic to help you maximize client impact, create a thriving business, and promote the value of professional divorce coaching.